Howdy, folks. I guess you know it's Valentine's Day, the day we men turn into great lovers. And believe me, for most of us, that's quite a turn. Well, if you haven't got one of those comic Valentines yet, well, here's one. Me, Pat Buckram, for a delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment. Yes, sir, it's just entertainment, and you know spring is almost here. I can tell because the seed catalogs are out. Somebody once said, faith will never die as long as a pretty colored seed catalog is printed. Funny thing, though, no matter how many varieties of seeds I plant, they always come up with the same flower, dandelions. I've heard tell that there's one thing anybody can grow, no matter how dumb he is radishes. But I grew some last year. They were delicious. They must have been delicious, the way the rabbits ate them all. And I had a wonderful bed of lettuce, too. And I also had the fattest rabbits in the neighborhood. Well, speaking of fat rabbits, the Jack Halloran Quartet here are going to sing Idaho.
Away beyond the hills in Idaho, where yawning canyons greet the sun, as it smiles above the trees in Idaho, to stay another night is done.
Warm summer winds toss the waving grain, calling me back to my home again.
To dream sweet memories of long ago, beyond the hills of Idaho. Warm summer winds toss the waving grain, calling back to my home again. To dream memories of long ago, beyond the hills of Idaho, beyond the hills of Idaho.
You know, I enjoy those state songs, Idaho, Oklahoma, sunrise in Massachusetts, and moonlight in Vermont, 10 below 0 in North Dakota. Real pretty songs. I'm writing a couple of state songs myself. There's a ballad named You Made Me Care, Delaware. And I haven't quite finished that one yet. And for Calypso fans, stay where you am, old Alabama, cause here I come with double mint gum. Seriously, though, for a wonderful, delicious taste, you give me double mint chewing gum anytime. You start chewing double mint because the flavor is so special, and then, of course, then you notice other things, like how chewing double mint after every meal helps keep your teeth clean and looking more attractive. And you can always have double mint handy anytime you get a hankering for it, because it takes up no more room in a lady's handbag than a lipstick or a man's pocket than a penknife. So be sure you get some next time you're out, will you? You know, some folks ask me why I never have any gossip here along with the news. I just leave that to the columnist. We never had a gossip columnist in our paper down home. Gossip got around so fast by word of mouth there that by the time it got to the paper, it was out of date. We were so gossipy that I remember a fellow once took a teaspoonful of elderberry wine, for a bad cold, and it was hardly down his gullet before everybody in town was calling him a man of distinction. These big city gossip columnists, though, they can dig up dirt faster than a dog digging for a bone, you know? And they're always bragging about their scoops. Some of them, if they guess right, it's a scoop. And if they guess wrong, it's a typographical error. Well, I hope the orchestra don't make any errors on this special arrangement of that classic for one-fingered piano player's Chopsticks by our well-known piano player, Egg Roll Prager. Here they go. Instrumental triumph, gentlemen. Okay. Those fellows, they are fine musicians. And, you know, they don't read music enough to hurt their playing any either. Well, while you fellows are still warmed up, see what you can do with that other piece of music there, will you? Well, that means it's Buttram Bonus time, and, you know, I get my poetry ready-made by experts, like today's Buttram Bonus, a poem written by my good friend Carson Robison. Goes like this. I get up in the morning feeling glum. I light the stove and burn my thumb. And I say to myself, now, wasn't that dumb? Plumb aggravating, ain't it? I start the coffee, that takes an hour. I can't make pancakes, I'm out of flour. And to top it all off, the cream's gone sour. Anything I hate, it's black coffee. But I drink the stuff and look at the clock. My stomach feels like I swallowed a rock. I start to get dressed and there's a hole in my sock. Guess I'll have to wash out my other pair sometime. I'm late to work and I get fired. Funny it happened the same day I was hired. I'm glad it did, 'cause I get so tired. Well, I should have been born rich instead of handsome. I can't help but smile when doctors advise early to bed and early to rise. Don't eat cake or candy or pies. So far, I've outlived four of them. I had the seven-year itch, scratched it out in three. I could sure give lessons to a dog with a flea. Just more darn things happened to me. Now I got poison ivy. Folks are always saying, why don't you shave? But I just keep quiet and let them rave. And look at all the effort I save. My whiskers would just grow out again tomorrow. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Look at yourself. You're getting too fat. Why don't you press your pants? Well, I can answer that. Ever put a hot iron on them, they'd fall to pieces. But I've lived so far, just why, I don't know. Probably won't live past 100 or so. Any time after that, I'm liable to go. Kind of discouraging, ain't it? Well, that's our Buttram bonus poem for today. And as a little added bonus, here's that little St. Louis petunia, Paula Richards, and our group of local weeds in the orchestra with My Funny Valentine.
Funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, photographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine.
Well, thank you. Mighty fine. But, folks, don't let the talents of our singers blind you to the finer things. Now, for instance, double mint chewing gum. Take my word for it. It's always good taste chewing double mint. Delicious. That's a word for it. Delicious. Don't forget to get your double mint today, will you? And let's don't forget to say happy 30th anniversary to radio station WMBD in Peoria. And this is Pat Buttram reminding you men to get a Valentine today for the one you love. And get something for your wife, too, while you're at it. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.